When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 308, 76 degrees on this Monday, September 29th, 2025. We are almost done with September already. Look at that. First it was summer, now we're into fall, now we're into October. The true pumpkin spice season, if that's your thing. How's everyone doing? It was crazy weekend. I did get some rest. That was a good thing. Did watch some football. That was a good thing. But there was a lot going on in our area. There's a lot going on right now, and we're going to get into the what the nuts and bolts are of this peace plan in Gaza, where Trump and Netanyahu, and that's only two of three players here. So, you know, as far as this goes now, and it's all well and good, unless Hamas signs on to this and actually follows through with it, it's pretty pointless at this point. But it is a good sign, and we will see. And Netanyahu just made it perfectly clear that if Hamas does not accept this agreement, that Israel will finish the job. And those were his words, will finish the job. So they have to know what's coming, but, you know, it's not unlike them to want to go out the martyrs either and simply say, you know, that's our choice. So we'll see, and we'll go through that plan. It's a pretty in-depth plan, but again, unless this terrorist organization, Hamas, signs on to it, you know, it does not go any further than today's news cycle and, you know, the speeches given by Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and Donald Trump, the president of the United States. So we'll get into that, but I'll a little closer, actually closer to home and across the United States this weekend. We had this incident at the Hideout, private gated community in Lake Ariel, Hamlin, Pennsylvania. I know it very well. You know, I spent a good portion of my life when I first got here to Pennsylvania managing gated communities. The Hideout was never one of them, but I was president of the Northeast Pennsylvania Security Chiefs Association. I know the security chief of the Hideout, who's been there, I think, 37 or 38 years, very well. And I know the community very well. I have several friends. I've been through the community. I've been at events in the community. I have several friends who have homes in the community. Matter of fact, when I first was given a heads up that this was going on, you know, I had to reach out to my brother because, you know, he stays there quite often with friends. And especially during this time of year in the summer. He was not there, and thankfully the people he knows were not up for this weekend anyway. But there are a lot of people there. I think it's 3,700 homes, I believe, the Hideout has altogether. And again, their staff is very well trained, but in situations like this, when you're dealing with someone who's attacking their own parents, I mean, that's where we're getting at this point. Even wounded and bleeding, the mother while a neighbor was calling 911 after she was shot. In the background, you can hear her saying that it was her son that did it, and he's bipolar. So she was letting it out there, even after he attacked his own mother, letting it be known to first responders that he was not mentally stable. He has some sort of pre-existing condition. But basically, the parents said that they haven't heard from him in a while. They were doing a wellness check on him, and this turned out happening. Not only did he wound both his parents, he was pursuing one of his parents, I believe. I believe it was the mother that he was pursuing and advancing towards after she was already shot. And one of the neighbors yelled out to him that he was armed as well, and he ran away. Yeah, the mother, Lisa Gartrell, was hiding behind a rock on a neighbor's property, and he saw the suspect running towards her, armed with a rifle, when the neighbor said that he was also armed, and the suspect ran away. And then they were able to give medical aid to the woman, the mother of this suspect. The suspect fled on a electric bike or electric scooter type conveyance. But here's things that jump out at me. And, here's an individual who was prepared for something. He was wearing tactical gear. He had a handgun in his waistband. He had several magazines and bullets in his backpack. He had knives on him. He had a rifle with him. And when a neighbor said that he was armed, he chose to run away. So it leads me to point out that he was aware of what was going on. He did not want to mess with someone who was also armed. And he fled and thankfully did not pursue his mother, who was already wounded, hiding behind a rock on a neighbor's property. Thankfully, if you do not know the setup of the hideout, it's a large gated community, like I said, 32 to 3,800 homes. I forget the exact number. But, they're each on a third of an acre, a half acre, an acre property. Some have even more property. Wooded areas, lots of trees, lots of rocks and boulders. The lakes are throughout the community. There are several lakes and ponds. So thankfully, she was able to get to some cover, and a neighbor was able to intervene. But it's telling to me that this suspect, as bipolar or whatever he was suffering was prepared for something because he was dressed for something. That's obvious by the description that's been given of him. And when a neighbor said that he was armed to back off, he did. He ran away. And when he was confronted with police, he fled again and ended up being taken into custody without an incident. So he knew enough not to challenge the armed police that were there. And the armed police were there very, very rapidly, quickly. I believe the hideout security, public safety, is a mix of armed and unarmed personnel. Unfortunately, one of their security officers were shot and killed responding to this incident. Unknown if he was armed at the time or not. But when you're pulling up to a situation, especially as gated community, private security, public safety, and you arrive on a scene, you really don't know what's going on yet, because he was obviously the first one there before a lot of the 911 calls got out, because one of the women who called 911 saw the public safety officer get shot and unfortunately was killed during that exchange and pronounced at the scene. There was a procession to take his body from the coroner's office later that day, from what I'm told. But again, here's an issue where there was obviously some concern that he was not mentally stable. The parents in the story said that they were looking to do a wellness check. Whatever happened after that, we don't know the facts there. What triggered this violent response? But not violent enough, not out of his mind enough to realize that he didn't want to take armed citizens or the armed police, and decided to run rather than that. And again, He was dressed in tactical gear, wearing a gray or dark-colored sweatshirt or jacket. He fled on a motorized bike. He was also carrying a backpack with a rifle. When the troopers encountered him, you know, he again tried to flee on the motorized bike and ended up crashing near the north gate of the hideout. A handgun was found in his waistband. He also had several knives and ammunition, according to the criminal complaint. Troopers observed the backpack and multiple magazines of ammunition scattered around the crash site where he crashed on his bicycle. When questioned about the rifle, he said that he panicked because he couldn't fit it in his backpack, so he threw it somewhere inside his residence at 445 Lakewood Drive. Now, I have a copy.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Copy of the complaint here. They have charged him with criminal homicide, two counts of criminal intent to commit criminal homicide, murder of a law enforcement officer of the first degree, and aggravated assault, where he's taken to Wayne County Prison, where bail was denied. This did set, obviously, in such a large gated community, there was criticism about the notification system put out by the community itself. That's something that could always be looked at in hindsight. Again, notification or not. Yes, it's nice to know these things, but word got out pretty quick within this community. Some of the pictures I'm looking at from the news stories, it looks like members, community members of the safety committee ended up working some gates because obviously all their safety personnel, their public safety were occupied and busy and also losing one of their coworkers. So some of the pictures, it does look like to me, knowing the situation and the makeup of these communities, that members of the safety committee or their board of directors were volunteering to kind of staff the gates to make sure only people who live there were able to get in. And it is a gated community to where your guests and visitors, unless they have a permanent pass, you know, have to be called in or noted to be in by your authorization. And then they check in, show ID, get a pass for their car for either the day or couple of days or week that they're there. So when obviously something like this would happen, it was a shelter in place and closed down the entire community. But just a tragic show of how quickly something could go wrong. And I know my colleague Sue Henry got into it a lot here about, you know, we have this and we're going to talk about the church of Latter-day Saints issue and that boating shooting in North Carolina. What is, you know, I know Sue dove into the mental health aspect of it and the getting help for mental health, and that there's absolutely that need. There are crisis hotlines, but does it follow through with immediate medical providers? Some of them have where you could talk to therapists, some of them don't. But there's definitely that need there. But where have we gone and how have we gotten here to where there is this increase in mental health, this such of lack of respect for human life, to where, you know, this obviously some sort of mental instability, be it bipolar, whatever the situation may be, but this person all had the wherewithal here in Pennsylvania in the hideout to not challenge other dangers to himself. It wasn't like this was just, hey, I'm just losing it and whatever happens, happens. There were conscious decisions not to to preserve his own life. And then you have this individual in this Church of Latter-day Saints that obviously had a target for these people for whatever reason. Again, combat veteran, Marine, whatever they were dealing with, had a wife and a daughter with chronic illness. So we don't know what kind of stresses or what kind of pressure there was and why he was specifically targeting Mormon or the Church of Latter-day Saints. From what I'm getting from my FBI contacts, that was the target. This faith, this church, did he not get what he felt he should have gotten from worship? Was he a member of the church? We don't know these things yet, but did this church fail him in some way where he held a grudge? And we need to find those answers out. And this shooting in North Carolina where a guy on his boat just shot into a dock bar at random, and listening to the press conference on that, most of the victims were vacationers from out of town, not even from that area. They just happened to be there having drinks on a bayou, you know, deck bar on the river. And this guy just opens fire on him. Now, he was obviously known to the police, they said. Whatever prior either criminal or psychiatric issues this person had, we'll find out. But again, here's no rhyme or no reason, just shooting into a bar randomly. Now, he could have had an issue with that bar. He might not like the bar owner. Maybe his ex-girlfriend worked there. You know, again, a lot of what ifs. But how have we gotten here to where this is what's happening over and over again? And it's a large part of, be it a car, be it a knife, be it people's hands, or be it a weapon, like a firearm, like a gun, be it a long gun or handgun or whatever it may be. Where and how have we gotten to the point where so many people are losing it to the point where they just don't care if they take human life or not? And I think that's where we need to take the step back from. Where in the past 30 years has it become okay to lash out like this, to use mental health as not an excuse because it's a very real problem, but why is it increased exponentially so much? Is it the internet? Is it social media? Is it media in general? Is it lack of a family environment? Is it, I mean, here you had in Pennsylvania, you had parents who were looking to check on their child. And even after he shot them, the mother bleeding on the ground wanted first responders to know that A, her son is the one who did it, but B, he's got bipolar. So still that motherly concern for her child, to let them know, so deal with him knowing that. And I to hear that story from her, to have the wherewithal, first of all, being shot by apparently a rifle, bleeding on your neighbors, hiding behind a rock because your son is pursuing you to possibly kill you, being saved by a neighbor to where he runs away, and then as the 911 call is being made, have the wherewithal to say, hey, it was my son, here's his name, and he suffers from bipolar. That's just a tremendous display of compassion that is not uncommon for mothers, but just a different dynamic here to show there was this environment. They were checking on him, and for whatever reason, this was the outcome. So, you know, I take it a step back even further than my colleague. Why is this exploding exponentially so much? Why is this going? Did we fail? I mean, was it the timeout generation that just didn't work? How did we get here to where this seems to be the answer now? To be okay to take human life? And that's the question we're going to keep asking, because it doesn't seem like it's tilting back the other way. It's 3:24 here.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.